حضرات مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you مفتي صاحب on this beautiful Thursday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with afiyat and good health. May your suffer be mubarak and may the ummah benefit with the beautiful nasihat and advice. Hazrat Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nasaleem kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota and Brother Dawood Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1447. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 53, Surah An-Najmi, and that is the star, and verses 41 to 46. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Jalla informed us, لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَأَى. For human beings, there is nothing except what he strives for. So that is sunnatullah, the system of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, that a human being, whether it is our worldly pursuits or whether it is our religious activities, we have to make effort, we have to sacrifice and we have to be focused. Then qudratullah, the power of Allah is that sometimes and occasionally Almighty Allah overnight just blesses a person. So that is not the system of Almighty Allah, the Sunnatullah, that is Qudratullah, the power of Almighty Allah. In a split second, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala can decimate, destroy the whole of America and Israel and everything he wants to. So that is Qudratullah, the power of Allah. But Sunnatullah, the system of Almighty Allah is such that everything will happen gradually on the appointed time. Then, وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَىٰ. And the effort he makes, whether it's religious efforts or whether it is worldly career, soon it will be noticed and observed and seen. So that is where we stopped yesterday. Now today's lesson, chapter 53, verses number 41 to 46. ثُمَّ means in Arabic, subsequently, thereafter, so in the future. What will you see? يُجْزَاهُ الْجَزَاءَ الْأَوْفَىٰ. That human being, the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation, will be rewarded fully. So whatever we enjoy in this world, our health, our wealth, our honor, and all the good things of life, as we will say, remember that it's just a bonus. And that is a bansela, as we say. You know, in the shops you will see sometimes, they pick up your bansela cards and so forth. Even nowadays they use the word. So the bonus you pick up. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. That Almighty Allah Jalla Wala rewards them in this worldly life. That is just the bonus. وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. But the handsome, optimum, maximum reward you will receive on the day of justice, the day of reckoning. And who will receive that? Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. Those people who love to do their duty with beauty. They do everything for the pleasure of Almighty Allah, for the pleasure of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him. So chapter number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 148. So there Almighty Allah has made it clear. So that is what we are enjoying today. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا. Oh Allah, grant us the good things that are permissible in this worldly life. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا. And in the year after, the best of the best things you grant us, oh Allah. And in between, وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. That you save us and protect us from the punishment of the fire. Chapter 2, verse 201. So ثُمَّ يُجْزَاهُ الْجَزَاءَ الْأَوْفَى. Then on that day, the day of justice, the person will receive the maximum, optimum reward. That is for those people who have passed away with Iman, Islam, رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً وَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. There in chapter 89, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, that those people, Almighty Allah is so pleased with them that He announces, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي, that you enter with my special, special servants, and وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي, and you enter my Jannah, my gardens, my paradise, which I have prepared for you, O Muslim, O Muslimah. So this is chapter 89, and verses 27, 28, 29, and 30. So that is our aim, that is our objective of life. We should be very clear on that. And all this happens not because of our good deeds or righteous deeds. That is the superficial reason. The main reason is the rahmah, the mercy, the compassion, and the grace and benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We are unanimous on that. When a person enters Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus, the highest stages in paradise, then it is bifadlihi wa rahmatihi wa karamihi wa judihi, with the grace, mercy and benevolence of Almighty Allah. Second meaning, thumma, subsequently, yujzahu al-jaza' al-awfa, that he is a person who's sane and mature, and he dies or she dies on kufr and blasphemy, or on shirk and polytheism, idol worship, or the person dies on nifaq and hypocrisy, just paying lip service to Islam with his tongue, but in the inner recesses of the heart, there is devoid of iman, there is no true faith and conviction in the inner recesses of the heart. So such people, these three categories, the mushrikeen, polytheists, idol worshippers, Allah forbid, kafireen, the non-Muslims who are believing in this and that and rejecting the articles of faith of Islam, and the third one, the munafiqeen and hypocrites. So those are hypocrites in belief in their creed. So for them will be the optimum, maximum punishment, everlasting doom and gloom. And that is adlam min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah. So what will happen to each one of us? Today we're living, tomorrow we're gone. وَأَنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَىٰ. And that surely, إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ, to Almighty Allah, مُنْتَهَىٰ, will be your ending. You will have to go back to Almighty Allah. We came without anything, and we will return without anything. Remember that. Therefore, when a Muslim person passes away, we say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Verily, we belong to Almighty Allah, and unto Him is the return. Who is Almighty Allah? Just take these verses and see. If we just study these verses, then we will realize there's only one creator, وَأَنَّهُ, and definitely, surely, He, Almighty Allah, أَضْحَكَ. He makes you smile, He makes you laugh. You see your son, your daughter, your wife, your husband, your parents, and you elated, delighted, you meet them, you embrace them, you kiss them. So He makes you smile, He makes you laugh, He brings about happy moments, memorable moments. And the same Almighty Allah makes you cry. That sometimes the pain is so excruciating, sometimes the person you love so much, the apple of your eye, suddenly he or she passes away. You have to go for operation, and now the worry is killing you basically, even before the operation. So therefore, you're crying, begging Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. So Almighty Allah brings these happy moments for us as a sample example. Oh human being, one day, one week, one month, one year, you are so happy. You say it's a bumper harvest, a bumper crop. So these are just samples, examples of Jannah There is no comparison to Jannah and Paradise, but it is a namuna, a sample example. There will be everlasting happiness, bliss, joy, no worry, no sorry, no anxiety. So ye all, may Allah, in dunya, in this world, understand it, teaches us, shows us both. There is no person in this world who can say that he was not happy one, two times in his life, and he did not cry in his life. So that is dunya, that is this worldly life, and Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the mercy of all, Majdi Allah Jalla Wala. Wa Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, take two examples. We are in the month of Rabiul Awwal. Tonight is 12 Rabiul Awwal. InshaAllah, we will be there at the Sufi Masjid, where Hafiz Uwais Sufi is, mashaAllah, and that is in Brennan Road. Is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, and it is Laylatul Milad, the night of the auspicious birth of the Master Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying. When the Master alayhi salatu salam went to Taif and invited the people, the tears Mubarak rolling down from the Mubarak honorable eyes of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is, you must remember, the victory day in the Khaybar. And that is in Muharram, in the 70 of the Hijrah. And then Ja'far bin Abi Talib, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's brother came. And then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embraced him. He embraced the Master alayhi salatu salam. La adri a'afrah bi kudumi Ja'far o bi fathi Khaybar. He, rahmatul lil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, I do not know, am I happier because we won the battle of Khaybar against the Jews and the Jutlas, or because of your arrival, O Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa rizam. So we should understand all these type of issues clearly. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى. He alone, exclusively, he makes you smile, he makes you laugh, he makes you cry. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى. And he all, may Allah, exclusively, he gives you death. The baby, that you love the baby so much, and now they started walking, talking, they were the apple of your eye. فُعَادَ ثَمَرِهِ. In Arabic, in the hadith, it mentioned that your heart was just focused on that son, on that daughter, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and lo and behold, the child just passes away. Mustafa, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the 10th year of the Hijrah, his beloved son Ibrahim passes away, and he is crying and teaching humanity a lesson for posterity. وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ لَمَحْزُونُونَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We do not cry because of death only, nay, we cry because of judai, because of separation. Oh, my son Ibrahim, you are 18 months old and today you are gone. And I can't talk to you now. I can't walk with you. Now I can't kiss you. I can't embrace you. But Allah will grant you a lady to breastfeed you in Jannah. وَإِنَّ لَهُ لَمُسْتَرْضِيًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَأُوْفَنْ مِشْكَاشَرِي مُسْتَدِ أَحْمَدِ. So that is all, may Allah, he gives life. Ask my mother, ask my sister, ask my daughter. Sometimes you must remember they go the full term. And that is 8 months, 9 months. And today, yesterday, last week, they're supposed to give birth. And what happens? They gave birth, but it was a stillborn baby. How devastated she is. How devastated the father is of that baby. So life and death is not in the possession, in the power of any doctor, any professor, any scientist. Nay, everything is there in the control of all, may Allah exclusively. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ. He alone gives death. How many people try and commit suicide and then they fail? They say attempted suicide. وَأَحْيَا. And he is the only one who gives life. You see, sometimes our own Muslims, they try all these haram things, you must remember, contraceptives, and they try this and they try that. They go to the urologist, they go to the gynecologist, and they don't want the child and children. But then suddenly the child, the baby is born. You ask them, what happened? They say, no, an accident, this baby was born. No accident, but all Almighty Allah, everything happens with His decree and not with our degrees. It happens with the decree of Almighty Allah and not with our degrees. How many people today have degrees, but they can't even find a stable job? Remember that. So that is life and death. Who are you? He or you meet. He gives life, He gives death. It's His prerogative. وَأَنَّهُ خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. And He, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, is the sole exclusive creator, Zawjain. Therefore, you call Zawjain, Zawj and Zawja. So the husband is Zawj and the wife is Zawja. So the dual of it, when you combine the two, you say Zawjain. So He created the male and the female, the husband and the wife. He created Adam and Eve. You see, that is the natural system. Az-Zawjain, khalaq az-Zawjain, iz-Zakara wal-Untha, the male and the female. But today we have Lucifer, we have satanic forces at play. And now Eve wants to become Steve, and Steve wants to become Eve. And remember, Madam wants to become Adam, and Adam wants to become Madam. Almighty Allah already informed us that all these things will happen. When Lucifer, Shaitan, was expelled from Jannah and Paradise, then he took various oaths. Chapter 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse 119. What did he say? وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقُ اللَّهِ. I am not going to sit alone there in Jahannam and the hellfire. I'm to take them 90%, 80%, and they will give me company there in Jahannam, in the hellfire. Allah forbid, aliyadu billah. Wala'amurannahum, if you know the basics and the rudiments of the Arabic language, wala, that lam day is for tawkeed and taqeed for emphasis. Wala'amurannahum, and that noon day with the shadda tajdeed is there for further emphasis. And surely I will command them, وَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّا, and they surely will change خَلْقَ اللَّهِ, the creation of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So see, today it's become fashionable. Muslims are doing all these crazy things, absolutely haram. Allah created you Adam, you become Madam. Madam has to become Adam. So ذَكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى, خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ ذَكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى, male and female. Oh human beings, look at my origin, look at your origin. In Islam, we will give the halal examples. So there is a husband, there is a wife, and nikah, the marriage ceremony was performed. After 9 months, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, she conceived. And then she gave birth. All of you, my daughters, my sisters, that your wife is pregnant and expecting, so read all of you, husband, wife, parents to be. Chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me pious children and offspring. Second translation, Ya Allah, grant me normal children and offspring. Chapter 37, Surah Swafat, just after Surah Yasin, and verse 100, the dua supplication of Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What a powerful, beautiful dua. So you see, then Allah will give you the child. But what is the origin? So we know that today so many illegitimate children and bees are born, but we don't give that example. So our origin is what? Min nutfatin, from that semen, from that sperm, is a tumna, when it is emitted. So we see that the husband, he will ejaculate, the wife will have an orgasm, and that is the halal way of nikah. Nikah, that marriage ceremony, is so sacrosanct in Islam, it will carry on in the year after also. Today, Mawlana Salim Kareem, Hafizahullah, he performs the nikah, I perform the nikah, and the marriage ceremony, somebody else performs it. But there, when we are in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, in paradise, Allah Jalla wa'ala announces chapter 44, verse 54. Chapter 44, Surah Dukhan, the smoke, verse 54. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورِ نَعِينَ. And we will perform your nikah and marriage ceremony to the beautiful damsels and women of Jannah. Allahumma ja'alna minhum Allah jalla wa'ala because of them. See. So Allah is showing us our origin. Therefore the awliyaullah, the Sufis, and the very pious people, they say, O Muslim, O human being, O Muslim, non-Muslim, why are we so proud and arrogant? O waluka nutfa. Your starting and your origin is the semen and sperm, and you know it's got a terrible odor also. And wa akhiruka jifa, and your ending will be a corpse. Somebody passes away, you keep the body there, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 1 week, then it will start disintegrating, decomposing. You yourself will say, take it away, it's stinking and smelling. I'm not speaking about today, they mummify it, they put alcohol on it and so forth. I'm speaking about the natural process. So your ending will be that, you will just be a corpse or human being or masterpiece. So your starting, my starting is what? The semen and the sperm, and the ending is a corpse. We call it lash. Lash. Lam alif sheen. What is lash? Lash is the ikhtisar, the abbreviation of la shay'a. He or she, millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, cannot do anything. Can't move his hand, can't move his toe, can't move. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Lash, just lying there. Nothing, nothing. So la shay'a. Everything has a great reason. So Almighty Allah is teaching us. And in between, what are we? Between our starting and ending, وَبَيْنَهُمَا الْخَدِرَ. That we carry all the excreta, we carry all the junk and all the muck and what have you. Remember when we have to go and relieve ourselves. Kudrat ka karishma, when we eat, when we consume, we have wonderful breakfast, lunch, supper, and we have the solids and we have the liquids, it enters one way through our mouth and we have a sumptuous meal. How tasty, delicious it is. But when the time comes for it to leave our body, the output, then the liquid comes out of the front passage, the solids from the back passage. Who is doing that? Which scientist, which professor, which person? That is Allah, our human being. So we are carrying all that rubbish, all that impurity. So that is all Almighty Allah. He's teaching us daily. How can you be so deceived and you forgot your Allah? You forgot your Creator, He's one and alone. You bow down to Him exclusively. You prostrate to Him alone. And that is Iman. And that is our faith and conviction. Allahumma sabbitna al-Iman. Allahumma bitna al-Iman. Ya Allah, keep us steadfast in Iman and Islam. And let us die with it, Iman and Islam. And tomorrow, on the day of justice, let us be under liwa'un Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, under the banner and the flag of the Master, Habibuna Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 11th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1447. According to the Haaretz newspaper, they say that today is day number 699. Tomorrow is 12th of Rabiul Awwal, hence it will be 700 days since the Jutlas are attacking, remember our people, and they say they are attacking the terrorists. How can you be attacking the terrorists when Hamas only started by our leader, Sheikh Ahmad Yassin? Nawwar Allahu marqadahu, they were established in 87. When we turn the pages of history, we see after World War II in 46, 47, you Israelis, you Juplas, you Zionists, you had the gangs, the Irgun gang, the Haganah gang, the Sturm gang, the Heli gang, H-E-L-I and so forth. So all those were your people. They were the biggest terrorists, terrorizing the British, terrorizing the Palestinians, massacring them. This terrorism today, what they speak about, was invented and brought about by the Jews. These swines, these pigs, these monkeys and donkeys. And all these words are used for the Jews in the Noble Quran. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. All Almighty Allah made some of them into monkeys and some of them into swines and pigs. And in chapter 62, Suratul Jumu'ah, verse 5, Almighty Allah speaks about their rabbis who say, kill, kill, kill the babies, kill the children, kill the people, men and women. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. Their parable example is like that of a donkey getting big, big encyclopedias. So there you have it, folks. So 11th of Rabiul Awwal, 1447, day 699, today Thursday. And remember, we present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, say Allah Akbar, three jutlas dead, and three jutlas are sent, remember, to hell. Whether they want to call themselves Jews, they want to call themselves Zionists, whatever, we are very happy about that. Whether they kill themselves and dispatch themselves to hell. So for us, we say a Kuya Jwad as a Dwaya Jwad. A good Jew is a dead Jew. Israel is killing, killing, killing. And now they have control over more than 80% of Gaza. And remember, the Palestinians are there squeezed in 1 million, 1.5 million. In the 12% only, and it's just a rubble and rubble. Therefore, they don't want to allow the international media. So the whole entire cabinet are war criminals. Not only Netanyahu, Netanyahu, the Harami, the entire cabinet. And next week, remember, the United Nations General Assembly and all will begin. What will they do? They will just condemn, but no action. And when they want the ceasefire, America, Uncle Sam, will use their veto. So why are they using their veto? You see, Netanyahu whispered in the ears of him, Donald Duck Trump, the rapist, the pedophile, the felon and criminal. We have all your files. The Epstein files are in our control. And we will release it whenever we want to. So the better that you block everything there, the United Nations. So therefore, Trump also guilty of, but remember, the genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and the Israeli regime, the day they started and before I told you. So they are the real terrorists. Before Hamas came to existence, 40 years and more, they were already terrorizing the people. Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 24, Surah Nur, verse 26, Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin, wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat. The impure for the impure. So yesterday, remember, Wednesday, MBS, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, we call him Murtad bin Shaitan, he's out of the fold of Islam, and the leader of Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and the United Arab Emirates, MBZ, Murtad bin Zindiq. They had meetings, bilateral talks in Riyadh. Oh, Muslim, do you know where's Riyadh? Riyadh bin Gardens. Ma baina bayti wa mimbari rawdatun min riyadil jannah. The portion between my grave and remember that between all my house. So both with the people, the ulama quote, ma baina bayti wa mimbari rawdatun min riyadil jannah. The portion between my house and my member, my pulpit is one of the gardens of Jannah. Oh, the tomb with Riyadh in Jannah. But this Riyadh is not, you must remember, a garden. It is called Najd, Riyadh, and the surroundings. And Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a special dua for Sham, the Levant, L-E-V-A-N-T, Palestine, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon. And Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, the Prophet of Islam, is before him a special dua supplication for the people of Yemen. When they said, Wafi Najdina, what about Najd, Ya Rasulullah? He, Habibuna, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, refused to make dua. But he was, he is, he will always be the only Rahmatulil Alameen. Mercy to the entire universe and creation, and said, there in Najd, there will be the earthquakes and earth tremors will fitten, and the fitnas will come from there. See all the trials, tribulation, Sanama in Makkah, Sanamas in Medina, and bikini beaches in Jeddah. All the haram things legalized. Halal beer. You know what is halal beer? Now they're allowing beer, and they call it halal, making a mockery of Islam. So these two satanic forces, so one day discussing, what will we do in Gaza? Let us give America money, give Israel money. They must kill more and more Palestinians. Then we will build a Rabira and Trump will be happy with us. These haramis, Allah will decimate them. Allahumma ahlik al Saud, kama ahlakta Aad wa Thamud. We make dua, Allah give them guidance for MBS and MBZ. But if there's no guidance, then Allah could nest on Nabut kare. Allah destroy their countries and their oil and their money. As Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam made dua and supplicated to Allah regarding the Pharaoh. Destroy his power, destroy his wealth and everything, ya Allah. So that is a big lesson we learn. The Epstein accusers, you see, he had his island there. And the plane, they bring the girls, young girls, 10, 12, 13 years old. Ask Clinton, he knows more about it. Ask Trump, he knows more about it. Ask Clinton, Luke, ask MBS, the haramis. So all these young girls, now they have formed their own group. The accusers of Epstein are compiling a list of all those men who visited there and abused them, raped them, and did everything. These were the group of the pedophiles. So you must name them, shame them, and you must nail them. Gaza's Christians, they say you Jutlas, you Americans, you Jews, and your coalition, do what you want to. We are not moving away from our churches. Even if you bomb it, we will still stay there. Imagine what conviction they have. Oh, Muslim, we should be hanging our heads in shame that we don't even want to visit Palestine. We spend millions and billions of money to go. Just wasting money most of the time, going here, going there. You ask the person, once in your lifetime, did you go to Palestine? He said, no, too much trouble there. They will interrogate me. Go, oh Muslim, Allah gave you the money and the means. Go show your solidarity with them. You won't be going to Gaza. You go there to Jerusalem. You go there to Hebron. You go there to Bethlehem. All the holy places. And then you will see history. You will see our Palestinian children. You will see another Qa'qa in 1992. We were still under apartheid. 15, 16 of us were invited, ulama scholars, from South Africa to go to Palestine. So lo and behold, we were there for a week or so, or 8, 9 days. Anyway, so it was time to come back. I was facing Masjid al-Aqsa, and this youngster, 8, 9 years old, was facing me, Qa'qa. So we're speaking in Arabic, obviously. So I told him, Qa'qa, he and his father, they should meet us every day. Very good. Allah Ta'ala reward them. Allah alone knows whether they're alive or passed away. I think they all passed away by now. Nevertheless, you must remember. So I told him, Qa'qa, tomorrow we're returning to Junubi Africa, South Africa. My heart tells me that I must take you with us. The youngster facing me, I'm facing Aqsa al-Mubarak. He turned around and pointed. He said, Sheikh, you speak about your South Africa. What about this masjid, this mosque? Who will protect it and defend it if I leave here? That is the Iman, the children of Aqsa and Palestine here, my brothers, sisters, and esteemed listeners. We are prepared to give our life for Aqsa. Allah will accept the Qurbani. The American Empire will fall. And the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel will also be removed from the surface of this earth. The UAE woke up now and they said in warning the world that if Israel annexes the West Bank, then that will be crossing the red line. But you are assisting them in everything. If you got any iman, you got any ghira, you got any sense of respect, you should be severing ties with them immediately. Recall all your ambassadors and puppets and so forth. But you haramis, you murtads, remember that. Putin says he's ready to host Zelensky in Moscow. You come here, you puppet and you jutla, and then we will show you what is. So he already refused it. Who? Zelensky. So Putin knows how to play the Trump card. He made Trump a fool also on many occasions in Bangladesh. 15 people dead in the famous tram. You know, if you go to the Western countries, even Eastern countries, you will find sometime in the middle of the road, the trains are going like in Turkey and so forth. So there in Lisbon, there Portugal, we saw it there ourselves. So 15 people died, you must remember, terrible accident. Xi Jinping of China, Putin, Russia, Kim of North Korea, so they didn't realize, or they realized when they were joking, the mic was on, and they said, what a good time we are having. Maybe we will live right up to 150 years old. You see that the human being, Quran speaks of this. يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. The human being is such, he has the ardent desire. They eat, they drink, they wine, they dine, they swine. So they say we want to live for 1,000 years. So obviously it's figment of the imagination. Hadith in Tirmidhi, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي بَيْنَ السِّدِّينَ وَسَبْعِينَ. Then the average age of this ummah is between 60 and 70. وَأَقَلُّهُمْ مَنْ يُجَاوِذُ ذَلِكَ. And very few people will exceed that. I'm in that category now. Allah Jalla wa'ala give us life with Iman, Islam, Siha, Afia, and protect us from haram. And that is Muhtaji. Ya Allah, do not make us dependent on anybody, any creation. Make us dependent on you alone. You are the Khalik and the Malik and the creator and possessor and owner of the entire universe. 80% of the French voters, they say they don't trust Macron. Macron is a harami. If you look at him, look at his wife and see. From there already you will understand that these are all crazy characters, you must remember. Yesterday in our family was a sad day. I was having breakfast at around 8 o'clock, 5 past 10 past 8. Dr. Junaid Arbi so contacted me and I was joking. I said, Dr. Junaid Arbi, Damat Barakatum, how are you? He was crying. He said, Shazia passed away. She had a heart attack. He was shocked. So remember, 41 years old. And then yesterday after Asr, we had the Janaza Salat Day in Tonga at the railway masjid. So she left behind two children. She, you know, Saad is becoming a Hafiz. And he memorizing the Quran. I took him in my hand, kissed his forehead. 13 Jews. He was reading Surah Yasin, you know. And beautiful recitation. Allah Ta'ala make him a Sadaqah Jariyah for his mother and for his Nani, Nana. And his maternal, paternal grandparents who have also passed away. And Allah Ta'ala accept him and Layana. She's 15 years old. So now they lost their mother. Ma ki dua to jannat ki hawa. Ma ki dua to jannat ki hawa. Who is a mother of Allah? A mother is that. When she makes dua, the fragrance of jannat comes. Till today, when I speak of my mother, how many a time? The tears will come. How can you, O Muslim, O Muslima, be sharaf, be ghairat, without any sense of iman, to take your mother and father, and especially your mother, and go and dump them in the old age home? Do you have no shame? You have no iman? Think properly what you are doing. Remember that Allah Ta'ala grant the Jannah to yourself. Allah Ta'ala grant Junaid and Muhsin, all of them, Sabri Jabil. And the children, inshallah. So anyway, there are certain other issues, but we will not discuss this now on air. South Africa is strengthening its ties with India. You see, now no more Trump and America, you're wasting our time. We will deal with the BRICS countries, and then we will enhance our business and so forth. SPA, you know SPA? SPA is the Afrikaans word. It means to save. So SPA wants to compete with ShopRite and so forth. But ShopRite is leading the pack of the supermarkets in South Africa. The G20, it looks like it will become G19 when the conference takes place in South Africa, there in Sandton, Johannesburg. And Trump and company, 90%. And thus far, it looks like they won't be attending. It's better you don't attend. We don't want you here, you harami, you pedophile, you rapist, you felon, you criminal. You stay in America, you and your Rubio, and you go to hell for my part. Allah mahalikhum azaban shadeeda. Allah punish them. And remember that tonight, inshallah, we will be there at the Sufi Masjid. And that Jamaat Day is since 7:30 Isha Salat, where Hafiz Uwais Sufi is. So mashallah, and then you understand Mufti Our Hamza Faruqi will be there. Our Hafiz Mohsin Rangeri will bring us Kursu and Brother Mohammed Basa and so forth. So I must tell you one story more, Salim Kareem. So yesterday we were there in Masjid al-Rahman, Durban North, right? So the program, Allah's Fazl, went very well. And you know that what had happened was that we were a bit late because of the janaza and supper and what. Allah reward all the trustees and all the imams and the Day family, Ibrahim Day, Ahmad Day, and all of them and their families. So thereafter Isha and the program and the dua, and then I was coming out. So one white brother met me. He says, me, I'm a rebirth. So I asked him, brother, what's your name? He said, Ahmad. So Mufti Hamza Faruqi told him, what's your favorite words? And he said, only this white brother who just embraced Islam. He said, Jutla and Jutli is my favorite word. I shook his hand. I said, now you are 100%. When you take the Jutlas and Jutlis, the Jews and Zionists are our enemy, then you're on the right path, my brother. So that made my day there. Right, Masalim, we have to have 30 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
What is the sunnat way of using the miswak? Should we start horizontally or vertically?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The miswak is a stick that we use when performing the ablution. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to start to arda. Arda means horizontally. You start there on the right hand side of your teeth. You must remember that. And then you go horizontally, sideways, to the left hand side. So that is the proper way. Go open Mishkan Sharif, the Mustad Ahmad, and must remember so many other kitabs, the Mustad al-Hakim and so forth. You will see there are so many ahadith, Babu Maja'a fi Siwak, remember, regarding the Miswak. And Miswak is the Sunnah. Toothbrush, toothpaste, I use it, you use it, it's permissible, but it's not a replacement of the Sunnah. Always remember that.
Mufti Sahab, what is the ruling regarding saving up money for Umrah whilst the person has not yet performed Farz Hajj and feels it is out of their reach?
Alhamdulillah, we will encourage everybody to save money to go for Umrah, to go for Hajj. Myself, that I first went for Umrah in 74, and my beloved parents came from South Africa, and that was in 1974, Ramadan, they spent 5 weeks, and I spent 6 weeks, you see, 1075, then I went for Hajj with Allah, all from Karachi, Pakistan. So now you say, let me say 50,000, 100,000, I'll take my wife, I'll take my children. Yesterday a person contacted me and said that next week he's going for Umrah. I said, Alhamdulillah, close friends of mine. Allah, Jalla, Allah, take them all, Haji Suleiman, Yaqub, and then his family there from Rustenburg. So like that, remember all my Allah gave people, but he performed Hajj also. So no problem with that, especially nowadays there's quota. And you look at the figures, the astronomical. But one thing I want to rectify there, say it's out of reach. No, it's out of reach, my brother, my sister, if we look at our pockets. But why are you looking at your pocket? We look at the khazana, the unlimited treasures of Almighty Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. Read now with me. Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhab. Ya Allah, you are the best of giver, Ya Allah. Ya Razzaqu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Razzaq, you are the best sustainer, nourisher. And there are obstacles, impediments in life. Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Allah, you open all the doors for us and remove the obstacles, impediments. So read the 99 names of Almighty Allah daily. Allah will open many doors for us, inshallah, through His grace, mercy and benevolence.
Mufti Sahab, a person was owing me 50,000 rand for the last 10 years. He is now paying me back. Do I have to pay zakat for the 10 years?
If he pulls, let's just make it a round figure, right? So just to make it easy. So ABC person was, you gave him 100,000 rand loan. So now 10 years passed, 5 years passed, 20 years passed. Now he brought the 100,000 and he paid you. So you as a Muslim have to pay zakat on that for that year when you received it in all the preceding years and previous years. So let's say it was 100,000. And now every year you have to pay 2,500. So your zakat will now be 25,000. Therefore I said, let's just make it 100,000 to make it easy. So you will have to pay 25,000 if it was 100,000 rand, and that after 10 years that person gave you lump sum. If that person was staggering the payment every year, he's paying you little bit, so as it comes in, so after your expenses, you pay the zakat to an officer.
Mufti Saab, I'm doing research. Is it authentically proven that Hazrat Zulaikha married Hazrat Yusuf and Hazrat Bilqis married Hazrat Sulaiman?
When you ask a question and say, is it authentic? Authentic in Islam means wahi. Wahi is revelation. Direct from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, via Jibreel, the Archangel Gabriel, alayhi salatu wasalam, to the Prophet, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when it is Quran, is wahi matlu. See, we read Fajr Salat already. Alhamdulillah, because in Durban, mashallah, the Salat time comes early, the Namaz prayer time. So we read from the Quran Sharif, that is 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. So that is wahi revelation that is recited. The Sunnah is also wahi. Chapter 53, and that is Surah Al-Najmi, verses 3 and 4, the Surah we are doing now. So remember what Almighty Allah says, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ. He, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not speak of his own desires. It is but wahi and revelation sent to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But is wahi ghayr matloob. You can't read innamal a'malu binniyat in salat, in namaz and prayer. So when you say authentic, is that proven in Quran Sharif? Authentic sunnah? No, is not proven. Yes, some commentators of the noble Quran mention it in their tafsir and commentary and exegesis. And some, you understand, historians have mentioned it. So we will say that it is mentioned, but is not authentic. Authentic means is not enshrined in the noble Quran or mentioned in the authentic sunnah of the teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam married Bilqis, or Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam married Zulaikha. That is the verdict of the Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah.
Mufti Saab, a non-Muslim brother has a request, as an urgent prayer request. I listened to your program, Mufti Saab. My family has met up with an accident in China, a request for prayers that Almighty give him back good health once again.
We make dua for everybody, Muslim, non-Muslim, those who are ill. Your brother that is there in China met up with an accident. Allahumma shfihi, Allahumma afihi, Allahumma hadihi. Ya Allah, grant him shifa, grant him cure, Ya Allah. Grant him safety, comfort, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring him to the nur and the radiance and effulgence of Islam. So when we make dua, we give our charity, 1 rand, 5 rand, 10 rand, Mustafa rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the hadith in the marasil of Abu Dawood, wa dahu mardakum bi sadaqa. Give our charity with the intention for the people who are sick. So the people mean Muslim and non-Muslim. So we make dua for them whilst they are alive. But once they have died as non-Muslim, then we're not allowed to pray for them. But whilst they are alive, we make dua for them. There's no problem with that. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu said, we were in a place and there's the chief. He fell very ill, and the people there, they tried everything, and nothing was working, nothing was effective. He said, I went and I read Surah Fatiha, the opening chapter comprising 7 verses, 7 times. Lo and behold, he got better. They were elated, delighted. The chief is recovering, and on the road to speedy recovery, they gave us a herd of, you know, goat, sheep, whatever, all that. So we even ate from there, meaning we slaughtered it, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. We came to Madinah Munawwara. We explained to the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happened. The Master, alayhi salam, said, very good. You got the portion, give me also. You see that? Maybe like Biltum, like how we make it and so forth. So you must remember that we are permissible. They read Surah Fatiha for who? For the non-Muslim, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So for the doctor, the person who's studying there in China, so I don't know his name, yes, remember, but whoever he is, Allah Jalla Wala grant him shifa kamil and grant him afiyah, and to all the people, But remember, we must make dua. People say, can I give Zamzam water to a non-Muslim? I say, give him the Zamzam water. Tell him, drink it. This is holy water. Ma'u Zamzam lima shuriba lahu. That hadith sahih, authentic in Ibn Majah, whatever intention you drink it. So he will drink it, she will drink it. Ya Allah, give me shifa, cure. But we can make dua. Ya Allah, give him or her spiritual cure. Let them enter into the fold of Islam as well. So that should be our aim and objective.
Mufti Saab, can you tell me if Imam Mahdi is in this world already?
People, mashallah, there's no speculation. People in the business world, they speculate in the stock market and so forth, and they speculate. So our Muslims, they love to speculate. Story time quickly, we just got 2 minutes or so. When I started my career with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace in media, I know nothing about it. Everybody knows it. I don't know how to speak, you see. So 2001, so then they in Indonesia with CII, if you know Indonesia, behind the Jami Masjid, they were their shops. They're now all gone now. The Steers and Devonairs and that. And above that was our studio, General Islam International. So these Maulana and Mufti Saab, I won't take their name, they passed away. Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. They used to come every Friday and debate with me and say, Mahdi is born, people have breakfast with him. So I asked them, that when you're going to have lunch with him? They used to get livid and furious with me. They said, Mahdi is coming out and everybody will meet him in 2004. Now we're already in 2025. And they made people cancel their Hajj love. They said there will be bloodshed in Hajj. So Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace. We went to Hajj 2004. We came back. Then they came, the Maulana and the Mufti Saab. So I told them in Urdu, after Mahdi to nikla nahi, what happened to your Mahdi? He didn't outcome. We believe Mahdi will come. But they said 2004. So then they said, no, we made mistake in calculation. I said, but that's exactly what I was telling you. That what you are saying is right. But this specification of 2004, 2025, 2026, all that is speculation. So don't fall into all these things. We end up with a beautiful hadith of Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, the genius, told people, there are these ahadith you must practice on, and then you'll be successful in dunya wal akhirah. Min husni Islam il mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. The beauty of Islam is don't get involved in things that don't really concern you now. You must worry about your own iman. I must live with iman, die with iman, and worry about what will happen. When Mahdi will come, then Allah will send him on the appointed time. But we want to speculate and hours and all that. I just gave you the incident now. So we don't believe in that, that we already people at breakfast with him and lunch with him and all the things. Everything will happen on the appointed time. Today, Sufi Masjid, inshallah, 7:30 will be Isha Jamaat, and we'll be there, inshallah, Hafiz Muhammad Basa, Hafiz Mohsin Ramdeni, and the team. Barakallahu feek, Mawsalim Kareem, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.